following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-881-4248. For your free CD, call 1-800-881-4248. That's 1-800-881-4248.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
When are they going to discipline you for your inappropriate messages?
Prove it. I'd like to see Roger Goodell try.
3 a.m.
Unbelievable. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number for the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcoming everyone back into the Tri-Cities. A lot of holiday basketball tournaments going on, either starting or finishing or right in the middle today. We're glad you're with us because for the next hour, we've got plenty of talk on college football. We're going to preview both of today's bowl games that involve Big 12 teams. John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, will join us in about 5 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They take on Illinois this afternoon. And then Oklahoma State will play Arizona tonight in the Alamo Bowl, and we'll have that game for you as well. We'll talk with Bill Haston of the Sports Animal in Tulsa, and he's also, of course, with the Tulsa World, I guess maybe we should say Tulsa World, and co-host on the Sports Animal of his own radio show. But you got to start off with, we talked about it yesterday, I said about the only way that Missouri can lose is to get out coached. Now, maybe they got hosed at the end, but how do you let a half of a team beat you in a bowl game? You can't say Missouri was uninspired. How could they be? They had no expectations of being anywhere playing. I mean, yeah, they wanted to win the Big 12 North, but they were never picked to win the Big 12 North. They've been out of the Big 12 North race for months since we beat them, even with our loss to A&M that put them back in it momentarily. I mean, they were out of that race. How could they not be ready to go? They obviously come back from a 14-3 deficit, get the lead. They're driving to score again. They're in field goal range, pick six, game over. It's just, it's inexcusable, and obviously we all had Missouri in our selections. You picked Iowa. Well, you filled out 9 of them. So, I mean, whatever. You had Iowa on our shows one. Okay, good for you. 19th, how many suspensions was it? Running back, wide receiver. And Ricky Stanzi and your defense, and I don't even know because you had the pick six. Puke. One team I won't miss in the Big 12 is Missouri.
Well, yeah. Why are you so up in arms that they got beat? That's good. Let's go. We're going to the Big 10. Iowa's our new team. They're our new friends. They're our new rivalry. You know, the call at the end of the game, T.J. Moe, who had an unbelievable game, 38 catches, 287 yards. Yeah, it might not have been that many, but he makes a diving catch on fourth and six, I believe, on an out pattern that clearly gets a first down. They have to review the play. It's within they're supposed to review every play, but yeah. They whatever. It's the last 2 minutes. Fourth down, obviously, if they call it incomplete, Iowa gets the ball back. Well, they review it forever and ever, and T.J. Moe's over there, a big smile on his face. Gary Pinkel's over there clapping. It goes on and on and on, and everything's getting a little bit, you know, all of a sudden, you know, nobody's showing much emotion on the Iowa side of things. All of a sudden, the official just keeps taking longer and longer, and I'm thinking, they don't even say this on the air, but I'm thinking, the longer it takes, the more evident it is to me that they're overturning this thing. Official comes out and says, no catch. First down, and then Iowa runs the clock out because they can't stop the freshman running back, Coker, that just ran all over Missouri. Huge first half and continued in the second half. What a battle axe he was last night. So good for him and stepping up. He had an injured collarbone to start the season off. Got over that, came back, had one hell of a bowl game.
Well, hopefully the Big 12, because I'm still rooting for the Big 12, hopefully the Big 12 can go 2-0 in their games today. There are three games. Maryland plays East Carolina. Ralph Friedgen, who might have got the hose job of the year when it comes to college football coaches in his last game for his alma mater. And then it will be Illinois taking on Baylor, Oklahoma State taking on Arizona. Bill Haston is going to join us from the Tulsa World coming up in our next segment. But, Daddy, hopefully Baylor and Robert Griffin can get a chance to show off their talents on a national stage this afternoon in the Texas Bowl.
Well, we go live to the Texas Bowl where John Morris will be calling the play-by-play action. John, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, as always, for giving us a minute.
That's great to be on with you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you, John, and it's got to be great for the Baylor Bears to still be playing football.
Well, great is maybe an understatement. I'm not sure. It's great to be in the bowl mix in the discussion this time of year because, as you guys know, it's been a long time for Baylor. So it really is nice to have one more football game to look forward to.
1994, Daddy? 1994, that's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time. And the excitement level, you know what, when Art Briles got there, he'd won everywhere else. But this is the graveyard that so many coaches found it tough to win at. Do you see this deal continuing to improve under his leadership, John?
I really do. I think he's laid a very strong foundation, and you know, we're starting to see the rewards of it this season with a 7-5 record in the first bowl game, you know, as you guys said, since 1994. But it's, you know, it's not a house of cards. It's very solid. They've recruited really, really well. He's got his coaching staff together. They've stayed intact completely for 3 years, you know, that he's been here. So I think it is the beginning of hopefully a run of bowl games and very solid coaching, you know, legacy for Coach Briles at Baylor.
Robert Griffin has been quoted as saying that the Bears need to use this game to make a statement about the progress of the team. Has the statement already been made, or can this team be better next year?
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress still, but there's no question there's progress this year. I mean, to get from 4-8 and 4-8 the last 2 years to 7-5 this year, I mean, no matter how you cut it, even though we lost the last three games of the year, to finish 7-5, there's no question it's progress. So I think this team is moving in the right direction, and I think what Robert was saying was that they'll continue to progress and not be satisfied with 7-5. You know, they want to be better than that next year and better than that the next year.
John, so many expectations of Robert Griffin after his freshman year. Of course, last year he gets hurt. How much did sitting out the year help Robert Griffin maturity-wise?
I think he was very mature when he came in, and he's only more so now. Sitting out is something that, you know, no guy wants to do, especially after you've played his freshman year. You know, he was the freshman All-America quarterback ahead of Terrell Pryor his freshman year, but then got the injury in the third game last year and had to sit. Maturity-wise, I'm sure it did help a little bit, but more than that, physically it helped him because as he was rehabbing his knee, he worked on his upper body strength, and he's you know, about 10 pounds heavier and stronger in his upper body this year. His arm is stronger this year than it was the last 2 years. So I think in that way, he really used that time wisely, and he's a better quarterback because of it.
Voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, joins us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, the defenses have been beat up coming into this ball game here, but it sure looks like Baylor's defense might be a little bit better, at least from the last month of what Illinois has done. Talk about what Baylor has defensively and if they could get better just practicing the last few weeks.
Right. I think the big thing about the layoff, and our last game was November 20th. Baylor played 12 straight weeks, 12 games in 12 weeks, and really got beat up over that process. So by the end of the season, we were missing, the last game against Oklahoma, we were missing three guys who would have been starters on defense that were out with injuries. So with a month-plus layoff since that last game, we've gotten all those guys back, and I think that'll be really huge for this game today. You know, they're chomping at the bit to have, you know, another game out there, and for a couple of them, they're seniors, so one final game. So I think to get those guys back from injury is going to be a big, big factor today. And with Illinois, it's going to be all hands on deck defensively because, man, they run the ball, you know, as well as just about anybody in the nation. They're 13th in the nation in rush offense, and it's going to be a load to try to slow them down.
That will be case in point A number one for you guys to stop the run. Is that period, if we stop the run or slow it down at least, we win this ball game?
I think so, but, you know, you never know in bowl games, you know what I mean? Coaches have a little time to tinker, and you never know what they're going to throw out there. But I would think if Baylor could slow down their run attack significantly, that they'd have a really good chance to win today.
Voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, give me somebody offensively besides Robert Griffin that might be able to shine today.
I would say Jay Finley. He's our senior tailback. He's had a very, very good year. He's 33 yards away from breaking the school record for rushing yards in a season. And this is his last game. You know, for those seniors, I think that's pretty significant to know that they're going out there, you know, wearing a Baylor uniform for the last time. So I think Jay Finley is a guy that certainly could be a spotlight guy for Baylor today other than Robert Griffin.
You know, Illinois is a team coming off a 3-9 campaign just a year ago, getting to be bowl eligible under Ron Zook. Some of those recruiting classes starting to pay off.
No question, but just 2 years ago they were in the Rose Bowl, so it hadn't been long, you know, since they were really good. I think he's got a very solid program as we look at it. The interesting thing that jumps out to me talking about recruiting with Illinois is they don't have a single Texas player, Texas high school product on their roster. And I can't tell you the last time we played a team that didn't have a single Texas guy on their roster because, you know, everybody dips into Texas to go recruiting, but for some reason, for whatever reason, Illinois either doesn't come in here to recruit or they just haven't had any success here.
John, looking forward after tonight, how does the changing of the guard with Nebraska and Colorado leaving you? It would seem to me that that would help Baylor more than really any other team in the conference because they're already in the very difficult Big 12 South, which became a little more balanced this year. How do you see the future from here on out now that Baylor has gotten into a bowl game and maybe can be that next team to take a Kansas State leap from 15 years ago?
Right, right. Very good question. And number one, I hate to see Nebraska and Colorado go. I really do. You know, you guys have become good friends through the years, and a lot of people we've gotten to know playing Nebraska through the years, and same at Colorado. And wish you nothing but the best, but hate to see you go. But it's a done deal, and we'll look ahead to the Big 12, you know, with 10 teams. And I think you're right. I think Baylor has played in the South Division and played against the Texas and A&M's and Tech and Oklahoma State every year. So we're kind of used to that. And I think it just levels the field a little bit for everybody to play the round-robin schedule. So everybody plays everybody, and it's not, you know, hoping to get a break by who you play in the other division. So I like it. I like the round-robin. I think it's the best-case scenario, you know, losing those two teams. And I really like the prospects for Baylor. You know, it may help even things out and could be in Baylor's favor.
You know, John, I think a lot of people expected the Baylor Bears, if we're talking Baylor Bears today, would be talking about a basketball program, yeah. And you move on. And the excitement level just real quick on the Bears basketball program this year.
Bad week, though.
Yeah, bad week for sure. We played in Hawaii in a tournament over there and lost 2 out of 3 games. And the team was, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, I guess, Baylor was 9th in the nation, then lost to Gonzaga in Dallas, and then lost to Washington State and Florida State over in Hawaii. So they dropped to 15th after the loss to Gonzaga and then dropped out of the AP poll into 23rd in the coaches' poll. So pretty precipitous drop there by the team over the last couple of weeks. But I think very accurate, too, because we just didn't play well in any of those games and any of those losses. But I think the talent is there. I think it's a young team. There's only one senior on the team. Lace Darius Dunn is the only senior for Baylor, and I think they're just trying to find their roles and get the chemistry right with all these new guys. And I think by the end of the year, Baylor will be, you know, playing pretty well, but they're just struggling right now.
Well, at least they weren't punching each other in the stands, so they got that going for them.
Yeah, that was the tournament where we were, and that's what we said. You know, things could have been worse. We lost 2 out of 3 games, but it could have been worse over there.
Well, John, last thought, just I guess your prediction on the game today. You think Baylor's the better football team?
You know, I think Baylor, and I haven't seen any Illinois practice or anything, just kind of been to the press conferences and visited with some of them and their coach, Ron Zook. And so obviously I'm coming at it from a Baylor angle. But I know this, Coach Briles really wants to win this game. I mean, he has, he's been dead set on winning this game, getting to 8 wins for the year from the get-go. Not just getting to a bowl, but winning the bowl game. So I know he's passed that on to the players. And I think they've got the right mindset to play well and get this win today. And getting those injured players back is a key. And Robert Griffin, you know, is always glad to have him on our side. So I would say Baylor wins, maybe a shootout, maybe a high-scoring game here. It's raining here in Houston, but they'll just close the roof at Reliant Stadium. And so, you know, it could be a fast track indoors. So I do think Baylor wins, and looking forward to the game this afternoon.
John, thanks so much for the time. You're the best. Happy New Year.
You guys are great. Appreciate it. Now, just because you run off to the Big Ten, don't be strangers, okay?
You're our man, John. We love the Bears. Have a great call today.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always a great interview. Always insightful, and it's nice. You know what? I like Baylor. I mean, maybe it's because they're timid and they haven't had a chance to be cocky and their fans to get to that point like some other programs, Colorado, that weren't good for a long, long time, Missouri. And we root for Baylor. So hopefully they get
the
win.
Yeah, when you said
today.
We're rooting for Big 12, yeah, we're rooting for everybody, I would say, but Missouri in the Big 12. Was that a
– You know what? Here, I'm going to be honest with you. I got family in Iowa. They're big Hawkeye fans, and that's fine. That's great. Love them. For their sake, that's fine. When I was growing up, we didn't like Iowa. Iowa thought they were better than us. Iowa beat us once. It wasn't a very good start to the season.
Once.
Well, I was a kid. I was at that age where stuff like that didn't make a guy very happy. I wanted Missouri to win. I wanted Blaine Gabbert to
really?
Win.
Really?
I wanted Blaine Gabbert to win, even though he didn't come to Nebraska. And maybe for another day, would Nebraska win the national championship? Blaine Gabbert was their quarterback this year? What do you think? No. But I wanted to see Blaine win. I don't have any ill will towards Missouri. But then again, I haven't had to walk through the fans down in Columbia either. I wanted Missouri to beat Iowa. I also picked them. So there you go. Of the 35 bowl games, maybe that wasn't in the top 10 of teams that I would have really wanted to watch the whole game and root for. But let's see if Baylor and Oklahoma State can get wins. We'll talk with Bill Haston of the Tulsa World coming up in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Andy Avalos is leaving the University of Nebraska at Kearney, one of the great assistant coaches on that coaching staff, and we'll find out where he's headed and when that all takes place when our Loper Link segment comes up towards the end of the program. But Daddy, everybody's out bustling. Some people have this whole week off. Good for them. Some people like us, working most of the week. Maybe your holiday tournament. Maybe you're going somewhere. Maybe you need a break for lunch. Try the $6.50 lunch buffet at Godfather's Pizza. Top of the Hill, Kearney, next to Eileen's Cookies, which I got some today just for you. And try out the crane game because Daddy loves it. There should be a lot of toys left because Daddy can't ever get any of them. But $6.50 for the buffet that includes the salad bar, and it's there for you if you don't want the 11 to 2 buffet or you want to go in any other time because they're open from 11 to 10. It is Wise Guy Wednesday where you can take a dollar off any calzone and delivery, pickup. It's there for you. You got to feed the troops. Maybe you're staying overnight in Kearney for New Year's or the basketball tournaments. Godfathers will deliver. 234-9444, 234-9444, thanking you for your business as they are not even through their first year in their new location in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Coming up, a break, and then Oklahoma State football, UNK football, love to hear from you. The Huskers went through their final full workout yesterday. They go through a walkthrough today. Are we worried that Dejon Gomes was in a boot? Oh, no! Back after this.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the
Totally Jack burger.
And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Holman One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holman kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holman One Farms products. Click on the Holman One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holman One story.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but rates are still incredibly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
The Texas Bowl on ESPN Radio. Two potent offenses, both averaging over 32 points per game, each led by a versatile young quarterback and a dynamic running back. The scoring could be early and often as Illinois faces Baylor.
Touchdown!
Baylor, Illinois, followed by Oklahoma State, Arizona, Wednesday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast. Look for increasing clouds as we out through your day today. It will be breezy and warm. Highs will top out near 45 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, it's 30.
Is that your plan? That's what you're going to be doing? You got a big afternoon plan?
I do have a big afternoon plan.
Yeah, you do. Watching all of the football games or just some of them?
Most of them.
Doug and Daddy Show coming up. We're going to talk to Andy Avalos with our Loper Link UNK assistant football coach for a few more days, then moving on to a new job. We'll find out about that. Bill Haston from the Tulsa World is going to join us in just a couple of minutes as well. But don't forget, the year is coming to an end. Is that a good thing?
No, it's not. We just started football, didn't we?
No. Pretty soon they're going to start showing figure skating on TV. That's when you know we're in a bad, bad way. The only time that I ever want to see cars race around a track is when it's over figure skating. So there you go. Folks, the end of the year sale is here for you at your Midway Auto Group and thinkmidway.com. Hurry in for their year-end sales event at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, conveniently located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. All good things have to come to an end, and don't miss out on all of the great deals at Midway and the Midway Auto Group. During the last week of the year, these kind of deals you'll want to take advantage of. Not only are the deals legendary, the Midway Auto Group will also add free routine maintenance for all of 2011 on any new or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle purchase. They take care of our vehicles and they're going to take care of your vehicles. Do it the right way. Save money, not once, twice, and if there ever has to be anything done with your vehicle in 2011, they'll take care of you because it's what you'd expect from the good folks at Midway's Auto Group. So hurry in, year-end sales event. Well, it has to end sometime, and that's Friday because it's the end of the year. Midway, it's a better way at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Of course, three bowl games coming up today. We're going to make some more bowl predictions if we have time. We took it through the first of the year. But today I have Maryland beating East Carolina, Illinois beating Baylor, and Oklahoma State beating Arizona.
I have Maryland, Baylor, and Oklahoma State. So,
and all we have to do is pick the winners. So far, I'm 4-4.
I'm 4-4 as well.
Merritt, what's our who's leading the pool for the Premier Rental and Purchase laptop computer in our final four for the Doug and Daddy Pick'em contest?
Well, Jack got off to a one-game lead, but yesterday was an equalizer. So Jack, Terry, and Tim are all at 5-3.
Ooh.
And I thought we had four.
Well, John's playing. You know, he's got two right so far.
But again, we're not even close to halfway home. There, everybody's still in it. Everybody is still in it, including Oklahoma State and Arizona, Tony. I mean, this should be a high-scoring game tonight, right?
Well, one would think so. Yeah, one would think a lot of points be put up if Justin Blackmon, who many people think is the best receiver in the nation.
We're both 4-4 on our picks, and our picks started on the 21st. We didn't do that first Saturday of bowl games. Of the eight that are on our sheet, what's the most disappointing or most shocking?
Hawaii.
I mean, they could be different.
Hawaii.
Yeah, we both. I thought most people had Hawaii. Not everybody. A good group had Tulsa. I'm really disappointed in last night's game. Heck, I could have missed another one because Toledo let Florida International get in there and win one for me. So, and Louisville Southern Miss came down to the end. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them are close, but I think Hawaii, when you had such a great season and you expected such, you know, the offense just continued to roll, they couldn't stop them. Their defense is terrible.
It's time to preview the second Big 12 team that's going to be playing today. Both games right here on ESPN Radio. We've already heard from John Morris and Baylor taking on Illinois in the Texas Bowl. That'll be followed by the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio as Oklahoma State takes on the opponent that Nebraska thrashed last year in Arizona. Once again, though, Tony, the talk is that, ooh, Arizona's really good.
Well, Bill Haston from the Oklahoma, from the Tulsa World, from the Sports Animal. He does a radio show with former coach Pat Jones down there. He is live from San Antonio. Hey, thanks, Bill, for giving us a minute today on the Doug and Daddy Show here in Kearney, Nebraska.
No, you're welcome. How are you guys today?
Well, we're a day away from our exciting bowl game, so let's talk about a game that hopefully will be a little bit more exciting. Overall feel with the Cowboys in camp, maybe going back to the selection of getting to go to the Alamo Bowl and where they think they are as far as playing in the right bowl relative to how their season went.
Well, in the big picture sense, you know, I mean, there's not a championship at stake here. But OSU does have the motivation in trying to get to 11 wins. They've never had 11 wins. So that's a big motivator. Plus, you know, the big storyline here, well, there's two of them. Number one, how is Blackman's ankle? And number two, will Blackman and Brandon Whedon be back next season? So, you know, when OSU, there'll be about 28,000 OSU people here tonight, and that when the game starts, they have no idea whether they're seeing Blackman and Whedon on the field for the final time.
Bill, when you look back at this season, can you believe this team is 10-2 still?
Well, I can now because we saw signs in the spring that the offense might really cook, but you don't anticipate Texas collapsing the way it did. And OSU had to play at Austin. You know, if you, I certainly didn't expect in August for them to go to Austin and win that game. So things had to fall right. You know, but then on the other hand, if Taylor Martinez doesn't have one of his at least three best games of the year, maybe they get by Nebraska and Stillwater. And if Blackman's 100%, in the Bedlam game, who knows how that might have turned out. The guy had 100 yards receiving on one leg. So, but, no, I mean, I picked him in August to win eight. So, no, I didn't see a 10-win season coming. But I did think they would be pretty prolific on offense.
Well, they have definitely shown that even in their losses, the two losses to Nebraska and Oklahoma. They put up a ton of points and were in those ball games. Obviously, in the second half, Bill Haston joins us from the Tulsa World, the Sports Animal article today, talking about the great running back Kendall Hunter, who says he thinks he's the Big 12's best back when he's healthy. If Blackman's not ready to go, how do you see Hunter matching up against the Arizona D?
Well, I think we'll be effective. The question is whether he is a complimentary guy to the Blackman passing game or whether they're going to ask Kendall to win the game for him. He's capable. I mean, if they pump him the foot, you know, and it's the last game. I mean, they can hand him the ball 35 times if they need to. And he's 100%. So he's always their great X factor. He used to be the focal point of the offense. And then they bring in Dana Holgorsen. And then Kendall Hunter just happens to become an All-American complementary piece to what they do. But, no, Kendall's a heck of a weapon. And if they need him to run the football all night to win the game, then they'll do that.
Bill, what are the concerns that Arizona poses that people are writing about down there? Is it offense, defense? What is it?
Well, they do have an excellent pass rush. And I would say, their front four personnel are maybe not quite Nebraska or Oklahoma good, but they're pretty good. They're on that next tier below that. And so there's only been a couple of games in which Brandon Weeden was really popped a few times. Nebraska hit him, Texas hit him a couple times, OU hit him a few times, and it does affect him. So I'm sure that's a great priority for Arizona is to pop Brandon Weeden a few times. But offensively, you know, Nick Foles, quarterback for Arizona, is a big guy. He can see over the top of the defense and survey the field, and 68% completion rate. And if OSU, if their third down defense is what it was against Nebraska and OU tonight, then Nick Foles can pick them apart. And he does have one NFL caliber wide receiver, a big guy named Kreiner, who can really light it up.
The Alamo Bowl is tonight. Oklahoma State is taking on Arizona. We're talking with Bill Haston of the Tulsa World, also does his radio show on the Sports Animal down there. You're going to be without Oklahoma State Quinn Sharp, who punts and does the kickoffs.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And big storyline.
And Dan Bailey's going to be in there. How much difference is that going to be in field position? And I mean, here in Nebraska, Kunalik usually puts it in the end zone. How much of a difference is that going to be for this team tonight?
Well, that's what I told Holgorsen yesterday. I said, you better just get game plan right into your game plan, no punts. Because the guy they've got punting is a redshirt freshman walk-on. Now, Bailey will handle the kickoffs, but he doesn't have the leg that Sharp does. So he can't consistently hit it in the end zone like Sharp does. So OSU's coverage game has to be sharp. Oklahoma State's coverage game has to be sharp because Arizona does have a good return guy. And then on punts, it wasn't only the punter who was suspended. It was the deep snapper as well. So that could be a real circus. The snaps I've seen in practice have looked good. The punts have been kind of an adventure. He'll hit a bomb, and then he'll turn right around and hit one straight left. You know, if Arizona can get a few stops, a special teams mistake could be huge in this ballgame. I mean, Sharp, Nebraska's guy and Sharp are the two best kicking game weapons I've seen in the country this year, in a big picture sense. And so to lose Quinn Sharp is potentially a huge blow for Oklahoma State.
Well, Bill, I wanted to follow that up because obviously everybody in Nebraska upset that Dan Bailey received all the kicking awards. I've never heard so much upset and fervor over kicking, but, Alex Henry was supposed to be the best player in the country when it came to place kickers, and he didn't even make the Groza Award finalist. How impressed were you with Bailey and what he was able to do this year?
Well, Bailey's been a real consistent guy. He was a walk-on, and the guy who his predecessor missed a big kick in 07 against Texas. And from that point, it was Bailey's job. And he's been very, very consistent. Nebraska's guy, I didn't have a vote in Groza. If I'd had a vote, Nebraska's guy is my clear, easy, no-brainer pick because he's not a one-dimensional guy. And Bailey is. He's a placement guy. He does not kick off, and he does not punt. But Bailey's been very good for them. He had a little stretch at midseason where he missed 4 out of 9 at one point. But for the season, he's 24 out of 28, and he's a consistent scorer. But, you know, don't get me started on awards. They're mostly goofy anyway. And you know, occasionally, yeah, the right guy gets it. But too often, the right guy does not get it. And I thought Nebraska's guy is the most impressive guy I saw this year.
Bill, we'll let you go with this. How confident are you going into this game for the Oklahoma State Cowboys? Or how do you see this one breaking down?
Well, it just depends on their third down defense. Oklahoma State, I mean, if they can get some stops. Because Nebraska and OU against Oklahoma State were a combined, I want to say about 56% on third down. And so you extend a lot of drives. You keep OSU's defense on the field for a lot of plays. And so if they can get a few stops, I see OSU winning by 17 or more. If they can't get third down stops and Foles can extend drives, OSU's pass defense isn't very good. And I could see this becoming a shootout. I don't think Arizona, because they don't have much of a run game, like OSU is balanced. Arizona's okay. They're committed to running it, but they don't do it all that well, and their best back is hurt. I don't see Arizona winning a 45-41 type game. Unless OSU coughs it up a bunch, which they really haven't done much. I mean, you never know in a bowl. You never know in a bowl. I mean, I'm still steamed about the call against Missouri last night. I mean, how did you guys see that call? I saw his hands under the football, and I saw him bounce off the turf, and the ESPN guys were like, it's clearly a juggle. It's clearly a non-catch. I thought it was clearly a catch. Missouri.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. When he went out of bounds, he was so confident getting up that he caught the ball. I just read his reaction that he caught the ball, and I went with that.
Well, I thought it was a crime to have stripped Missouri of that. But you know what? That just reminds me. I haven't even checked to see who's officiating this game tonight. But I don't think Arizona. And Arizona's coming in with 4 straight losses too. I mean, it's not like they're coming in here with a head of steam.
Yeah, they're
so.
Well, Bill, nobody from Nebraska said anything about the officiating all year in the Big 12 Conference, so don't worry about that.
Hey, well, and you know, Dana Holgorsen has an ego the size of Texas, and he's going to want to put up – he knows he's on ESPN tonight, and he was getting talked about last night during the West Virginia game, and he's going to want to put up 500 yards and 50 points. And so, you know, I expect Dana to bring his A game on play calls. So I would expect, unless OSU, unless their special teams die, and unless they uncharacteristically make a bunch of turnovers, they should win the game by a couple of touchdowns.
Well, may Oklahoma State be the best Cowboys in Texas this week. That's what we'll go with right there. Bill, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the ball game tonight. We always appreciate your insight, and we'll be joining you again, catching up with you on the Sports Animal. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill. As we've got the doubleheader coming up today, 5 o'clock is the kickoff for Baylor and Illinois. That'll immediately go into the Oklahoma State-Arizona contest, which is scheduled to kick off around 8:30. So it'll be interesting. If Baylor and Illinois score as many points as they think, we may not see the Oklahoma State-Arizona game till mid-second.
You're exactly right. Like, yeah.
Nice programming, ESPN. I still am wondering. Hopefully they tweak that for next year, but whatever. Because we were just noticing earlier in the show that New Year's Day, no 10 a.m. kickoffs. That's the first time I remember that in quite a few years, that the Outback.
That's
the
first time ever that I remember that, to be honest with you, Doug.
Well, that's our age difference. I mean, there's just more games. Right. It used to be 4 games on New Year's Day. Then the Fiesta Bowl came into New Year's Day, and they played that early, and then everything else was later in the day. And you had the double up at night with the Orange and the Sugar Bowl. They played at the same time, which was no fun. But
especially if you wanted to watch both of those football games. But also no fun is being out of breath, being out of shape, being tired. It's
that's
New
why.
Year's, people.
Yes, that's right, and that's why they're there to serve you in Grand Island now, along with Kearney Complete Nutrition. Ask them about the new product out, the CTS 360 Complete Toning System. Includes three levels of fat burner, plus tone and night formula. They've got it all. One of their trained professionals knows exactly how you should use this, along with complementary products to go with it, Herbal Cleanse, Ephedra FX, Complete Man, Complete Woman, Smart Smoothie System. They've got it all for you. Complete Nutrition is just north of Gordman's in Grand Island, just off of Highway 281, located in Kearney, just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue, 308-338-1FIT, or that's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663 in Grand Island. Speak to a consultant today. We're going to CompleteNutrition.com.
The fighter movies out, Marky Mark's looking tough. I'm sure he was Complete Nutrition. They had a Rocky marathon on. You want to look like that.
Still a
Complete Nutrition. It's awesome. We'll take a break. Andy Avalos, our Loper Link, and a little bit more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Grab your sunglasses and a margarita and join us for the New Year's Eve beach party at the Storm Game. On December 31st, watch the Storm battle the Omaha Lancers and enjoy the live music of Jimmy Buffett performed by Too Drunk to Fish.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
So roll out the beach towel for a New Year's Eve like never before. Then on New Year's Day, catch the Storm versus Muskegon for an evening of family fun. Welcome 2011 in style with the Tri-City Storm, the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more, presented by Viero.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Taking a look at your Weather Eye forecast. Look for increasing clouds as we out through your day today. It will be breezy and warm. Highs will top out near 45 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, it's 30.
How do I say goodbye to what we have?
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The significance of that was what again, Tony?
That was Boys to Men. A little Boys to Men back in the day. A little hard to say goodbye. One of our friends, you know, you get these coaches, they roll in here, and they're super good people. And Andy Avalos is one of those guys that played his football, for those who don't know it, at Boise State.
For Coach Hawk. Turn that thing around.
When he turned the thing around, and if you go into sports bars in Boise, there's Avalos jerseys up. He's a folk hero, so to speak, in Boise, Idaho. And
we'll talk to him in a minute here.
We're going to talk to him in just a minute. And then he went to Colorado to become a GA, and then he came to Kearney and worked on the defensive side of the ball, and it's just super to have him become our friend and to get to do some things with him.
Well, it's time for our Loper Link. Good for you. Brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. You know what, Tony? Now that it goes to 2011, I bet if you add them all up, that's another year. 6 decades. 6 decades of service for Garrett Tire. Boom, that's right. Go to GarrettAppliance.com for more information. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, on his way to someday coaching in a BCS bowl game, Andy Avalos. Andy, what's going on, buddy?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Well, we're getting along.
Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you, man. I mean, it's Merry Christmas. It's Happy New Year. And that a boy. Congratulations. We have not told the folks yet on the show. We've told them that you will be taking a new job. We haven't told them where and what that all entails. So I guess why don't you give us the breaking news and let the folks know what's going on with Andy.
Well, I was offered an opportunity to come out to Sac State in California, coach linebackers. And, you know, it was a good opportunity for my wife and I to come out back to the West Coast and stuff. And, well, it is a good opportunity that, you know, I've been blessed to get. I'm also leaving a good place behind. I mean, there's a lot of good things that are going on at UNK and stuff. And I had a great time while I got to coach there the past 2 years. And a lot of good players. But, you know, like I said, I've been blessed with an opportunity to come back out to the West Coast. So my wife and I had decided that was the best thing to do.
Andy, Sacramento State 1AA, is that correct?
That's correct.
1AA, fully funded, I take it, 63 scholarships.
that could be a big deal there. That'll be different.
Yeah, it helps to have the resources, you know. And obviously Sacramento State's in an area that has a lot of recruits, and it's right in the backyard of you know, the Bay Area and stuff. So it's going to be a great opportunity. The program there is moving in a great direction, and Coach Spurbeck has done a great job in the past 4 years that he's been there, and he's really taken the program there to a new level. So I'm excited about it. There's one thing I'm really excited about is there's some Boise State guys that, you know, that I played with or that I've known from the past, and I'm going to get the opportunity to work with those guys and learn some more football from them. So it's a good opportunity to keep learning as a coach and to keep building and be a part of a program that's going in the right direction.
Andy, when you keep building as a coach, you went to Colorado, then you moved on to Kearney. You never know, I think, going to Division II school, who you're going to learn under. Bobby Crocker's had some pretty good success wherever he's been, and one of the better defensive coordinators in all of Division II football. Learning from him probably was one of the cool things you got to do while you're in town.
Most definitely. You know, Croc and I had a great working relationship and a great relationship off the field. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great football coach, but more importantly, he's a great guy. And he's taken care of me while I've been in Kearney, and me and my wife. And we're really we're blessed to have him around us. And not only for me from the football standpoint, like you're saying, I was able to learn a ton from him as far as schemes and zone blitzes and moving around and showing different coverages and, you know, just getting to learn more about the game. And when it's all said and done as a football coach, that's what it's all about, is the players need to keep getting better year in and year out, week in and week out. Coaches need to be doing the same. And I feel like, you know, Coach Crocker helped me do that.
That kind of goes on to my next question, too. Andy Avalos joins us here. With being at Colorado, with being at UNK, can you give us one or two specifics that you really did learn from the coaching staffs, no matter who it was, at either one of those places that you're going to be using as you move on to Sacramento State?
You know, I think, with Coach Morris, he lays it out there for the guys. He lets them know exactly what's expected of them. So there are expectations, and there's no false expectations. Everybody knows what's expected of them, and the guys work to achieve that stuff and get that stuff done. I think when you could do that in a program, it sets precedence for everything else. You know, there's no secrets. It is what it is. Everybody knows what needs to get done. And one thing about that and the recruiting side that I've really learned is you got to find the right kids. You got to find the kids that are willing to work, the kids that love football. And I think Kearney does that. I think the coaches there do a great job. Coach Morris doesn't want any guys that are high maintenance. Coach Crocker, Coach Russ Martin, you know, they don't want the high maintenance guys. They want the guys that are good guys off the field, take care of business in the classroom, and obviously get it done on the football field.
What about, I guess just a question, do you stay in contact or had you been staying in contact with Coach Hawk, and do you know anything about what's next for him?
You know, I have stayed in contact with Coach, but he's kind of just, seeing what hand comes to him next, see what cards he gets dealt next. But, he's just going to take his time with the whole deal and see what opportunities, maybe if not this year, then next year. You know, I'm not so sure that he doesn't mind taking a year off, he's the type of guy that, and that's kind of where I got it from too, and a lot of other coaches along the way. But, he's the type of guy that wants to get better, and he'll learn from the situation and figure out what needs to be different next time or what he can do different next time. So, Coach Hawk's a great dude, great coach, and he'll get another gig.
Andy, I know that a big part of your job here at UNK was also the special teams work. How much fun did you have with that? And I know that was something you look forward to every week.
Oh, I mean, special teams are huge, and especially for us this year. I mean, it played a big role in some of the victories and stuff. But I just like being a part of it, seeing the guys fly around, return kicks, block punts. Stuff like that. I think it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of attention to detail, but I think the guys, as we went on through the season, they realized, hey, if we just get stuff done right and we get after it and it's all worth the hard work on Saturdays when we block a punt and return a touchdown or we return a kick for a touchdown.
Andy, last for me before we let you out of here, how much I'm curious with any coach that makes a move, comes in, leaves in the next two or three years, the move to the MIAA, which I think is going to affect the football program more than any other sport here, how did, if anything, did that impact your decision?
You know, that didn't have anything to do with the decision that I made. Obviously there are challenges that moving to the MIAA poses, but I think there's a plan set in place, and we're working on that plan. And, from the recruiting aspect, because as you guys know, you need guys. You got to get depth. We got good players at UNK. We just got to get more of them in order to succeed. You got to build a depth on a football team to go into those conferences and to be able to compete. But also, in order to do that, you got to have the resources to do that. And I think there's a plan in place, and, hopefully that plan keeps moving forward, and, UNK can be successful.
Well, we're going to miss you, Andy, but obviously we're going to miss summer a whole lot more. So,
I'm sure you will. But I appreciate everything. You guys are taking care of me and Kearney, and someone in Kearney once told me, "You take care of Kearney, and Kearney will take care of you." And I think that's the absolute truth. Kearney was a great place for us, and we really enjoyed our time and our stay there, and we're going to miss a lot of people.
Andrew, I take it you're going to be back in town to gather up some belongings and stop downtown and have a beer with us.
Will do.
Thanks, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. You guys take it easy. I'll talk to you.
That's right. Pretty selfish decision, by the way. you moving up for personal advancement and probably a bigger, that's real selfish. I'm really pissed.
Take daddy with you, please, please, please. Andy, have a great new year. We'll see you in a few days.
All right, thanks.
Andy Avalos moving on from UNK to take a new position as linebackers coach at Division 1A Sacramento State.
That's what you expect when you have success at a program like UNK. Coaches come in, they get a couple years more experience. That's what everybody wants, that next rung. They move up to that next rung.
Not much going on with UNK until the first of the year, but then it gets going. The first of the year, the wrestling team is out at the Grand Canyon Duels in Arizona. That the basketball teams are home different type of deal. Sunday, Monday, they've got doubleheaders at home at the Health and Sports Center. You can always find out more information on the schedules, the times at lopers.com as we get into 2011. And, of course, at this time, always want to say thanks to all the Loper coaches and staff and Peter Yazvak and Sean and all the gang, Rich, that help us out on the show as we continue to bring you UNK Athletics, as well as when we talk to the great folks at Hastings College, who also on that break right now, they get back into action with basketball. They're women the next up on the 31st. Our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service, and January 1st, it'll be 6 decades of service in the Tri-City area. GarrettAppliance.com, and by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. We'll set you up for our holiday basketball tournaments and wrap up the program right after this on ESPN Radio.
We stewed and fretted and stewed over what to call our big year-end sales event. Unfortunately, all the really good names, like the 13th month sale and the Rudy Kazooty super sale, were already taken. So it looks like the Midway Auto Group year-end sales event will be the biggest sale you ever, never heard of. So call it what you will, but for gosh sakes, don't miss it. Cause the deals at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Kearney during the last week of the year are the kind of deals you'll definitely want to write home to Mama about. And listen, not only are the deals legendary, the Midway Auto Group will also add free routine maintenance for all of 2011 on any new or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle purchase.
Isn't this nice?
And just what you'd expect from the good folks at Midway Auto Group. So hurry into the you name it year-end sales event now with Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Cause like all good things, it has to come to an end. Midway, it's a better way.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
As veterans and members of the Hastings VFW Post, we're proud of our club. It's a great place to meet, have a delicious meal, play some games, and have a few drinks. We'd like to include you in our nightly events. We're always open to the public. Come on out and give us a try. And don't forget our banquet facilities at the Hastings VFW, 1053 Wabash, near Highway 6 in South Hastings.
Celebrating New Year's Eve with Smokey B and the XYZs from 9 to 1 at your happening place with no cover charge, serving crab legs, choice sirloin, shrimp, and char burgers from 6 to 9.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The staff and management at ABC Drug and Gift would like to thank everyone for their business this year and look forward to serving you again next year. Stop into ABC Drug and fill all your prescriptions while you browse all the great new gifts that are arriving every day. After all, who needs an occasion to shop at ABC Drug and Gift? It's always so much fun just shopping for you. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift under the big green awning on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Taking care of our guests with the original chicken or new chicken club sandwich, bacon and tomato from Burger King. You buy one, you get one free. Or how about the $2 doubles with bacon, just $3, and an icy frozen Coke cherry Coke, just $1. at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. What do you want to say about the Minnesota Vikings beating the Philadelphia Eagles last night?
Truly amazing. Really, truly amazing. And you know what? If you're hitting linebackers in the chest with balls, that game should have been over in the first half. They had three opportunities. Not like they were outstretched arms and balls went off fingertips. People getting drilled with Michael Vick passes in the chest, could not come up with them, and would have been returned for touchdowns. And Philadelphia, shame on you. You got to deliver a knockout punch, and maybe that's something that Michael Vick, in his first year back.
Well, you got a chance to get that bye. You're playing for a bye, and absolutely. Now you give it to the Bears? Ew.
Yeah. That bye week is always a monster week.
Philadelphia have fun playing in Chicago because now they've locked the 3 seed, and that's what would happen to them. And Ndamukong Suh is going to be the only rookie to start the Pro Bowl. Your thoughts?
Well, it's certainly deserving, and people had their eye on him when he came into this league, but to dominate like he has and score touchdowns and miss extra points and to do everything he's done this year, congratulations. What a stud.
Also, former Husker Carl Nix with the New Orleans Saints, one of four offensive guards selected for the NFC team in the Pro Bowl, so two ex-Huskers playing.
Yeah, they always say it's a year late. I think Carl Nix, a year ago, taking that, you know, driving that offense into the Super Bowl, he really started to make some noise then. I think he finally got rewarded this year.
A ton of high school basketball on our airwaves today. You'll hear the Adams Central games from the Minden Holiday Tournament. Girls Consolation, they take on Axtell. Boys Championship, they beat Bennington yesterday, which is a big win. So they'll play Minden today. That ought to be a heck of a game on ESPN 1550. On ESPN 1460, I'm headed over to Amherst to bring you the Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's doubleheader. Girls at 1:30, boys at 3:15. Then the Amherst Ainsworth games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 at 5 and 6:45. Ainsworth boys undefeated coming down, so let's see how they do. And the Aurora Holiday Tournament begins today. You can hear Hastings St. Cecilia play Norfolk Catholic, girls at 2, boys at 4 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The GNAC Tournament continuing at Kearney High, where the Kearney boys were the winner yesterday, and that was it. Lexington got swept. Of course, their boys gave Kearney a heck of a game yesterday. Kearney girls lost, and Hastings was beaten both, so they're playing in consolation semifinals today. So there you go. Anything else that you wanted to touch on?
No, yeah. We're going to finish up a few bull picks.
I don't think so.
No, we'll do it later.
Let's do those tomorrow. I think we've hit the top of the hour, so let's move on. And more bull picks. We've already made our bull picks on the show through New Year's Day. I've got Maryland, Illinois, and Oklahoma State today, Daddy.
I've got Maryland, Baylor, and Oklahoma State.
So there we go. And I want Baylor to win. I just picked Illinois, so there you go. We're both 4-4 so far this season, which is absolutely stellar. Merritt, are you better than 4-4?
I am 5-3.
Yeah, well. Have fun finding a job, Merritt.
He's never, you know what? Merritt's one. Behind the scenes, things happen. I'm not sure that's on the up and up.
You got that right. There ain't no doubt about it. Not sure what you're winking at him for either. Strange man. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we will be previewing the Pinstripe Bowl, Kansas State and Syracuse in blustery New York. Ha ha. And also Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald, live from San Diego. We want to thank John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, Bill Haston of the Tulsa World. They previewed Baylor and Oklahoma State, and Andy Avalos, UNK assistant coach, for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.